This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for spending 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for another awesome day. I pray for my extended family out here today that's tuned in to hear a word from you. Lord, I pray they won't be disappointed. Lord, I pray you'd speak to everyone today right where they're at, just like you did last Sunday when I preached this sermon. I pray likewise you would do the same to everyone out here on the radio now who's going to hear this message. Speak to the hearts of everyone that's tuned in here today and this week as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We're in Acts chapter 19. I've entitled this sermon, Thus Saith the Lord. And we're looking at Paul's on his way back to, we're in the book of Acts, chapter 19, I believe. The Apostle Paul's on his way back towards Jerusalem at the end of his third missionary journey. And just like Elijah on the day he was going to leave this world, everywhere Elijah went, people said to him, "Do you know that you're leaving today?" And by the time he got to the last city, I think he was tired. He goes, yeah, I know already. Quit. Well, now the Apostle Paul, they're telling him the same stuff. And we're going to run into a prophet named Agabus. And as a matter of fact, this is the only, now think about this. This is the only thus saith the Lord in the entire New Testament. That's where we're at here this week. This sermon, again, Thus Saith the Lord, and this part one, this sermon will probably air at least Monday through Thursday, and on Friday we'll pick up some Bible prophecy from Wednesday night as we are in 2 Thessalonians. So in the meantime, here's part one. If you'd like a copy of this, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Or go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, download the link, right-click on the link, save it to your computer, or I can burn you a CD and mail it to you, whatever you'd like. Here is part one of this message now.
And I'm grateful that you've returned to give glory to God, that you haven't stayed home amidst the fear and of the fear-mongering. But you've come and you've returned here to give glory to God. And I promise you, you're going to be blessed as a result. Because that's what He does. And that's what He's been doing here at this church. If you've been coming here every week, you have really been in the middle of a great blessing of what's been taking place here every week. And God has been rewarding those that have stepped up to get out of the boat. And for those of you here today, you've done the same thing. And like Jesus said, those that came the 11th hour received the same thing as those that came the first hour. So I'm grateful to everyone, and not just me, but God is grateful, and He's glad that all of you have trusted in Him. Remember, He didn't start watching out over you this week or last week. You know, and I hear it, and it just breaks my heart. Well, you know, there's dot, 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 so I better stay home and watch out over myself. Do you really want to start now watching out over yourself? Let me clue you in on something, friend. God's always been watching out over you. And he didn't just start. And I just want to remind you of that. He didn't start watching over you because we're in the book of Acts. Sorry, I don't have a handout today. Hopefully there's room to write on in the bulletin, if you received a bulletin. But I do not have a handout today. We're in the 21st chapter of Acts. If you're able, this is a great time to follow along with the maps that are in the back of your Bible, at least as we get started here today. We're actually almost at the end of this letter. Acts chapter 21, let's pick it up in verse 1. Now it came to Padonki. Sorry. You know, let me tell you this funny story once. You know, I'm a Bible translator. And my Old Testament translation is a revision of an old 1850 Greek Septuagint work. And it had in there the unfortunate three-letter word for donkey. It's in the Bible, I can say it, right? It's the word ass in the donkey. In the Bible. So I went and I was using Microsoft Word. And I told it, every time you see the word ass, change it to donkey, please. But I forgot to tell it to only look for whole words only. So anytime there was ASS strung together, it changed it to donkey. So right before I went to press with this, my Bible read something like this. Well, it came to Padonki one day that God said to Abraham, or else how about this, on the 14th of the month will be the Lord's Padonki over. Or how about when Moses wanted to cross over into Syria, they said, you will not Padonki through our land. Now, when the translators of the King James Bible said, thou shall commit adultery, known as the Wicked Bible, they threw Robert Barker into the Tower of London for that. Thank God they don't do that anymore. So every time I read it came to pass, I just chuckle and think it came to Padonki. Luckily, I didn't go to press with that one. Or my wife would be visiting me in the governor of Michigan's house or something. I figured they'd have to lock me up there. That would be ample punishment, right? Sorry, this just Hitler just burns me. I heard that's the nickname for her there, too, in Michigan. Okay, now it came to pass that when we had departed from them, remember, Luke's telling the story now. So when you see we, it's he talking. We, he was with them on these boats. It came to pass that when we had departed from them and set sail, running a straight course, we came to Kos. The following day it arose, from there to Patara. And finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had sighted Cyprus, we passed it on the left. Notice the great attention to detail that Luke gives us here. We passed it on the left. You can follow with your maps in the back of your Bible. It'd be under Paul's third missionary journey. So we passed it on the left, sailed to Syria, and landed at Tyre. For there the ship was to unload her cargo. And finding disciples, we stayed there 7 days. They told Paul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem. All right, now this was not a command from the Holy Spirit not to go to Jerusalem, but that the Holy Spirit had revealed to the believers at Tyre that Paul would face suffering at Jerusalem. This reminds me of Elijah. How the very same day God raptured Elijah, everywhere he went, the prophets knew it was coming, and they told him. So many people told him he was tired of hearing it. He would say, yeah, I know, I'm leaving this world today. You know, I hope that happens to me as well. I'd love that. I'd love everywhere I go. I go to Melbourne, you know, Pastor Paul, you're leaving this world today. Clue me in. so I can go to church one last time. What would you do? What would you do different? What would you do different? If you knew you were leaving this world today, what would you do different? And then you get home and someone calls you and say, I heard you're leaving today. Or you go out and buy a newspaper and they say, you know, I heard you were leaving us today. What would you do different? Pastor, if you were the pastor of this church and if you knew Jesus was coming back on your watch, what would you do different? I hope you wouldn't do anything different. I assume he's coming back on my shift. That's why I'm crazy. I think he's coming back on my watch. That's why I do what I do, wide-eyed and excited. I think he's coming back in my lifetime. That excites me. I don't believe in sleepwalking through teaching the Bible. I think he's coming back in my lifetime. Are you ready for that? And your family. All right, verse 5. Now, when we had come to the end of those days, we departed and went on our way. And they all accompanied us with wives and children until we were out of the city. And we knelt down on the shore and prayed. I always love this text. I can just close my eyes and envision this. Just the church family there. Wives, husbands, wives, and children. And they just walk out here to the beach. If they were allowed on the beach. When we had taken our leave of one another, we boarded the ship. Well, we knelt down on the shore and prayed. When we had taken our leave of one another, we boarded the ship and then returned home. And when we had finished our voyage from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais, greeted the brethren, stayed with them one day. On the next day, we who were Paul's companions departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. One of the seven what? First deacons of the church with Nicholas and Stephen when they chose the first deacons of the church. He's one of the seven. Verse 9. Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. You know, some people say to me, see, look, there are New Testament prophets. And I say, of course there are New Testament prophets. At that time there was. There was no New Testament yet. Of course, listen to this, Ephesians 2:19. It says, now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you're fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, that's not Ezekiel and Daniel. That's New Testament prophets. The church is built on the apostles and the New Testament prophets, not old. The apostles and New Testament prophets built the church upon the cornerstone, which is who? Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.